Welcome in. Today we're building a Dubwise sub-blend system in Ableton Live 12 for that classic jungle, old-school DNB vibe. Begin-friendly, stock devices, and the goal is specific. Big, stable sub-dusty, moving mids and crisp kick and snare transients that still punch through the mix. Think of this like two basses pretending to be one instrument. The sub is your chest hit, steady and centered. The mid layer is your character, your speaker flex, the dub part that moves and talks back to the break. And then we glue it together and duck it just enough so the drums stay in front. All right. Open Ableton Live 12 and let's set the scene. First, set your tempo to 168 BPM. That's a sweet spot for jungle and old-school DNB. For key, pick something bass-friendly like F minor or G minor. Don't overthink it. We just want a root note that feels good down low. Now create four tracks. One auto track for drums. Two MIDI tracks for sub and mid. And then we're going to group sub and mid into a bass bus in a minute. Quick workflow tip. Color code. It sounds boring, but it makes you faster. Drums orange, sub blue, mid purple, bus green. You'll make better decisions when you can see your system clearly. Now let's build drums first. Because transients need a target, we're not mixing bass in a vacuum. On the drums track, drop in a breakbeat loop. Amen, think. Whatever you've got. Even a random break is fine for learning. Then add drum bus after the break. Set drive somewhere around 5 to 15%. Keep boom at 0 for now, because we want the bass system to own the subs. Now the magic for jungle punch. Turn transient up, maybe plus 10 up to plus 25. You want the snap of the break to come forward. Crunch can be low, like 0 to 10, just for a bit of grid if you like. After drum bus, add EQ 8, high pass around 25 to 35 HE. That's just cleaning rumble, not changing the vibe. If the break feels boxy or like it's wearing a cardboard shirt, dip around 250 to 450 HE by maybe 2 to 4 dB. Optional classic move, layer a quiet one-shot snare on beats 2 and 4, just underneath, for extra crack. Keep it subtle. In jungle, the snare is basically the crown. Cool. Drums are now the reference point. Now the sub track. This is the part that should survive any playback system. Club, car, phone, whatever. It's your foundation. On sub, load operator. Oscillator A. Choose a sine wave. If you want a tiny bit more harmonic information, you can try triangle, but start with sine to learn what clean really sounds like. Make sure it's mono. One voice. No fancy stuff yet. Create a MIDI clip. Keep it simple. Start with your root note, like F1. Depending on your setup, you might prefer F0. But F1 is a common starting point. Write a classic jungle-style rhythm, mostly long notes, with a couple of short pickup notes that push the groove forward. For example, in one bar, hold a long F starting on beat 1, and then add a short F around beat 3, and that little late hit is a very jungle kind of push. Now process the sub, but keep it clean. Put EQ 8 first. Low pass at around 80 to 120 HZ. Yes, low. This track is sub only. It is not here to sound exciting by itself. If it's too heavy or bloomy, do a tiny dip around 50 to 60 HZ, just 1 or 2 dB. Tiny moves. Then add saturator, very gentle. Drive 1 to 3 dB. Soft clip on. The goal is not distortion. The goal is a hint of harmonics so the sub reads a little better on smaller speeders, without turning into a mid-bass monster. Then add utility. Set width to 0%. Mono. Non-negotiable for beginner jungle low end. If you use bass mono, set it around 120 HZ. Just make sure the bottom is locked in the center. At this point you should have a sub that feels stable and boring in solo, but powerful in context. That's exactly right. Now the mid track. This is where we get dusty, filtered, and alive. Load wave-eatable or analog. I'll describe wave-eatable, but analog works too. In wave-eatable, pick a basic shape that has harmonics. Something saw-ish or square-ish is perfect. Keep it mono or one voice. If you add unison, keep it subtle. Like unison too, but don't let it get wide in the low end. Turn on glide if you want dub slides. Set it around 30 to 80 milliseconds. Enough to feel rubbery, but not so much that everything smears. Now build the mid-chain in this order. First, auto filter. Choose a steep low pass, LP24. Set the cutoff somewhere between 200 and 600 HZ to start. We're aiming for talking through a filter, not full range bass. Add a touch of resonance, 10 to 25%, just enough to give it that dub edge. Now give it movement. Turn on the LFO and auto filter. Sync it to tempo. Try rate at 1/4 or 1/8. Keep the amount small. If the filter is sweeping wildly, it's going to sound like a demo preset. We want breathing, not look at me. And here's a teacher tip. Instead of a huge LFO amount all the time, Use a small amount and later automate the amount for fills. That's where it starts sounding intentional and musical. Next in the chain, roar, because Live 12 finally gives you that beautiful dusty saturation vibe without needing third-party plugins. Pick a style like tape or tube. Drive around 5 to 15%. Start lower than you think. It's easy to overdo. If it gets fizzy, use Roar's tone controls to roll off some top. Then EQ 8. This is important. High pass the mid layer around 120 to 160 Hz. Commit to it. Here's the mindset. The sub owns below your crossover, the mid owns above it. If you let the mid leak into sub territory, you get mystery overlap, and your low end turns cloudy. Optionally, for that witty, dusty presence, you can do a gentle boost somewhere around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz. If it's piting, dip around 2 to 4 kHz a little. Optional width. Chorus ensemble. Mix 10 to 25%, just a little. Then put utility after it to keep things safe. Set width anywhere from 60 to 120% for the mid layer, but keep an ear on phase. If the bass disappears when you hit mono, you went too far, and a safety thought. Even if your mid is wide, you still want low frequency centered. Use bass mono up to around 150 Hz if needed. Now we glue everything. Group the sub and mid into a group and name it bass bus. On the bass bus, add EQ 8 first. High pass at 20 to 30 Hz. Just cleaning subsonic junk. If the kick and sub are stepping on each other, you can do a tiny dip where the kick's fundamental lives, often around 50 to 70 Hz. Tiny. Don't carve a crater. Then add glue compressor. Attack 10 milliseconds. Release auto. Ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is not EDM pumping. This is just glue. Then add a limiter for safety only. Ceiling at minus 0.8 dB. Do not slam it. This is training wheels so nothing explodes while you learn. Now the big thing. Keeping transients crisp. In jungle, the snare and kick need to stay on top, so we duck the bass slightly when drums hit. Add a compressor on the bass bus after the glue, or before the limiter. Either is fine. I usually place it before the limiter. Enable sidechain. Set the sidechain input to your drums track. Start with ratio 3 to 1. Attack 2 to 10 milliseconds. Fast enough to get out of the way of a transient. Release. For 168 BPM, try 120 to 180 milliseconds as a starting point. Then lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction on the main hits. Teacher note. If your bass feels like it's gulping or the groove is wobbling in a bad way, your release is probably too short. Lengthen it so the bass returns just before the next drum hit. The bass should breathe with a break, not fight it. Now let's write the classic jungle call and response. Sub holds the foundation. Mid answers in the gaps. A simple workflow. Copy the sub MIDI clip to the mid track. Then delete some mid notes. Make the mid speak more rhythmically. Specifically, leave space on the snare hits, beats 2 and 4. If your mid is blaring right on the snare, you'll mask the snare body and the whole beat loses authority. Add a short note just before beat 3 or beat 4 for forward motion. Those little pickups make it roll. Now automate the mid auto filter cutoff to create phrases. Bars 1 and 2. Keep it darker, like 200 to 350 Hz. Bars 3 and 4. Open it a bit, maybe 400 to 700 Hz. Bars 7 and 8. Open it the most for a mini lift, so when the loop repeats it feels like it's going somewhere. And here's a fast, is this working? Check. Put a spectrum device on the bass bus. If you're in F, you should see a strong fundamental around 43.7 Hz, and you should see most mid energy above your crossover. If the mid is lighting up below about 120 Hz, your split isn't doing its job yet. Raise the mid high pass a little, or lower the sub low pass a little, until they stop wrestling. Now, quick beginner phase check. Temporarily add utility on the mid track and hit phase invert on the left or right channel and listen. If the combined bass suddenly gets noticeably bigger when inverted, that's a sign your layers are fighting in the real setting. Undo the invert and instead try one of these fixes. Slightly adjust the mid filter cutoff. Reduce unison or stereo effects on the mid. Or use track delay on the mid by tiny amounts, like plus or minus 0.1 to 0.5 milliseconds. Tiny. We're not doing a slapback. We're tightening the alignment. Now let's do a simple arrangement so it feels like a tune, not a static loop. Bars 1 to 4. Drums and sub only. Tease the drop. Bars 5 to 8. Bring in the mid. That's your main groove arriving. Bars 9 to 12. Drop the mid out for one bar and do a little filter move, dub style. Then bring it back. Bars 13 to 16. Bring the mid back with more movement. maybe slightly more filter openness, and add a small drum fill if you want. Let's add one classic dub trick, echo throws. Put echo on a return track if you can, it's cleaner. If not, put it directly on the mid, but returns are the classic way. Set time to 1/8 or 1/4 dotted. Feedback 15-30%. Use echo's filter to roll off lows below 200 Hz so the echo doesn't muddy your low end. Then automate the send amount only on the last note of a phrase. One or two throws is enough. That little tail makes it feel like a system tune. Before we wrap, let's cover common mistakes so you can avoid the usual beginner pain. If your sub isn't mono, it will feel weaker. Lock it to mono. If your mid layer still has low bass, it will smear your low end. High pass it at 120-160 and commit. If you saturate the sub too much, you'll lose headroom and it'll get farty. Keep it gentle. If you overdock, like 8-12 dB, your bass will sound like it's disappearing. Aim for a subtle 2-4. And if the snare suddenly feels small, check the mid layer around 180-250 Hz. That's dust territory, but it's also snare body territory. You may need to reduce that area on the mid. If you want an extra spicy live 12 trick, use a dynamic dip on the mid EQ around 180-250 Hz keyed by the drums. That way, the mid is dusty when it's alone, but it politely ducks when the snare hits. Best of both worlds.